we've been reporting this morning that early returns from yesterday's primary election show incumbent Washington Senator Maria Cantwell will face Republican challenger Susan Hutchison in the November election. Dino Rossi is the clear winner on the Republican side in the 8th Congressional District race. There's a split among three Democrats, Kim Schreier, Jason Ritterizer, and Shannon Hader. We're also seeing embattled Tacoma Democrat David Sawyer trailing behind two other challengers. 88.5's Austin Jenkins joins us live to provide context for the results. And Austin, are these results about what you were expecting for the first ballot drop?
I would say, Ariel, on the macro level, this is about what we were expecting in terms of the candidates that are emerging into the top two. I will say, perhaps with the exception of the David Sawyer race in Tacoma, where we really didn't know how that would play out. I mean, he's an incumbent three-term member of the state house. He was not backing down in light of these allegations and even findings of inappropriate conduct. And it wasn't clear whether the Democratic challenger, intra-party challenger, could best him in this. But it does appear that he is now in third place. As they continue to count the ballots, he could move up into the top two spot. We'll have to watch and wait and see. But at a more micro level, I think what is significant is you look at the results as just how well Democrats performed in this August primary in the results that we saw last night.
You know, that's right. You were reporting earlier this morning about a blue wave potentially coming in November. Let's talk more about that. What could that mean for Washington State if it becomes a reality?
Well, what's really striking here is that as you look, for instance, at the state legislative primary results, there are approaching two dozen House and Senate seats that are currently held by Republicans, where the Republican incumbent or the Republican candidate, if it's an open seat, is trailing the Democrat. In several other races, we are seeing Republican incumbents leading, but below the sort of magical 50% threshold that you want to be at as an incumbent. Former GOP party chair Chris Vance, who is now leading an effort to recruit independent candidates, he's left the Republican Party, said that this looks like 1994 in reverse, which is a reference to the year that Republicans swept to power nationally and here in the state. He thinks that these are very significant results heading into November.
So then heading into November, why don't we talk about the amount of money that's been in the election season so far? It's been pretty significant, and not just for the candidates, but also for some of the initiatives. We're already seeing that there's millions of dollars being spent, for the carbon fee and then also for the grocery tax to prevent more taxes on groceries. I'm wondering how much money has been spent so far, and is it surprising in any way?
Well, just doing a quick tally of the initiative campaign so far, we're looking at about $17.5 million raised.
Wow.
A lot of that money, keep in mind, was to get on the ballot. That's no cheap endeavor in this day and age. But now we are starting to see money going into these campaigns that will be used for their general election campaigns, where they'll actually be advertising either for or against these measures. And, you know, the one thing about money in politics is the numbers never shrink. They only grow. There is a theory in politics that early money is a smart bet. And what I think is absolutely true is that whether we're talking about state legislative races or these fiercely fought congressional races, is that we saw a lot of money going into the primary campaigns. We saw a lot of money in independent expenditures. These are the campaigns that run separate and apart from the candidates themselves. The one other thing I would say to keep a close eye on is not just the 8th Congressional District, but also the 3rd down in Southwest Washington and the 5th over in Spokane, where we're seeing Democrats performing very well in Republican-held congressional seats. So the political map, as we finish the primary, head towards November, certainly looks to favor Democrats. There's a lot of time between now and then, but these results really are interesting as we've been talking about what might be the effect of a President Trump this year and how might these 2018 elections play out.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
88.5's Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning. It's 8:35.